It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we just got a DM, so I kind of want to talk about the story. I was going to talk about it another day, and it was about vampire facials and just in general cosmetic stuff. And Alex, you've been on the air talking about things that you'd like to get done or consider. I've never really thought about getting plastic surgery. I mean, there's things I'm sure I don't like about myself, but this right here might make me change my tune. There's a new cosmetic procedure that will transform your belly fat into abs without exercise. The new procedure is called abdominal etching, and it reconstructs belly fat into what looks like firm abs, according to the Scientific Journal of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. They say that the results, if they go well, they've done it on like 26 men and 24 women, and they've had no problems with it. It can last up to 6 years. So you'd have to get it done again. But if you could if you could give me abs right now on my big frame, please liposuction it up.
It probably wouldn't work though for like a certain size of person. Like, you probably have to only have just a little bit of extra skin, I would assume.
I don't think so. I think I'd have the most chiseled abs ever. I mean, it'd be a big area of abs.
When you say etching, do you mean like Etch-a-Sketch? Like they draw them on you?
No, it's just the way they suck and redo things. I don't know how the whole like stomach stuff works, how they do that, but they can do it for men and women.
Like, have you ever heard of Cool Sculpting?
Yes, I have. My friend got that done.
Yeah, like they say like Cool Sculpting, it's like if you just have a tiny, tiny bit of pudge extra that you need fixed.
It's not tiny. It's like can be a, I mean, it can be pudge. It doesn't have to be like a tiny little amount, but... yeah, I mean, they can freeze that off.
Can we just say I would be the perfect candidate then?
Yes, he would. Porkchop would.
You might be like a little too pudgy.
Oh my God, Liv, you are so wrong.
I'm thinking of like, you know, people that just have like some belly fat.
I'm thinking of like, you know, women that have a little bit of loose tummy skin after like having a baby, something like that. Like, that's who an ideal candidate for that is.
I think, yeah.
I don't know. Okay, well, here's my question bringing up this, because that's the procedure I would get done. I didn't really have one before then. Let's go around the room real quick here. Hypothetically, because you guys are going to party poop and say, well, I would never do surgery. I'm perfect the way I am. Of course you are. We all are. But that being said, what's a procedure or two or ten that you'd want to get done? Alex, go last because you have a million of them. Porkchop, you're going under the knife for something. What would it be? It could be anything. You could be getting like veneers put in. Maybe you don't like your teeth. Just hypothetical. It doesn't have to be like a nose or a gut.
I guess it would be like this, what we're talking about right now. It's the only thing I'm really self-conscious about.
Your abs?
Yeah.
I think your abs look fine.
So liposuction.
Well, I mean, I guess. No, I don't think I need lipo. Just to get some abs drawn on there, you know?
Okay. Well, you can, do you have a hairy stomach? Because a lot of times you can do that, too, with your body
laser
hair.
Laser hair removal?
I'm fine with
well,
that.
Well, I've tried laser hair removal. It's never worked for me.
I'm not, like, extremely hairy. Just a little bit.
Well, in order for laser hair removal to work, you have to go, like 10, 11 times in a row. You have to do it. You can't just go
once.
Yeah,
it's like a process over, like, 2 years or something.
Trust me.
It takes a long time.
I've done it before. Like when I was in Grand Rapids, I went like 12 times, and if you sold me my shirt off, you might shoot me thinking I was a wild animal. Liv the Web Girl, what about you? What's on your list?
I think the furthest thing I would do to getting something done is maybe get like my teeth whitened. That's it, though. That's it. Wouldn't get
Alex,
anything
what would else. Alex, what would you suggest Liv get done that she's missing?
Oh, I wouldn't say, it's not that
I'm
I suggest.
Just
I mean, I just have a list of things that I want. I would totally do veneers, rhinoplasty. I would do breast augmentation.
Rhino's your nose, right?
Yep. Okay. I would do, I mean, I have fillers, I have Botox, I have like lips done. I would do a lot of things.
Raise your eyebrows real quick. Oh my God, it's so weird.
My eyebrows still raise. It's not like my face is
there.
But I don't have any, I don't have lines, see? They put lines.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like, she's like, and they're like.
Okay, I have a question. How old would you let, at what age do you let your daughter or son get plastic surgery? Like, how old would you let them do it?
Depends on what it is. Like, I know people that in elementary school, they got their ears pinned back if they had, like, Dumbo ears. If my kid had really bad ears that stuck out, I would let him do that.
That is so hard to hear.
And
then that's so sad.
If my daughter had, like, a serious nose issue in high school, I'd probably let her get a nose job over the summer.
If it was a health thing.
But you're saying if it's just a, like, okay, are you saying?
No, not health, vanity.
Liv, are you saying it's a sad thing because Alex, and I think I would too, if I had a kid that had like the big floppy ears, a vanity thing, they're fine, they probably hear better than everybody.
Yeah.
You're saying it's sad to have surgery for that?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Why?
Oh, I don't think so.
Because
they're gonna get made
fun
of.
I think it
would help curb bullying.
I mean, people shouldn't be like defending themselves left and right, changing themselves with who they are and how they look just to stop, like, prevent bullying. If anything, I was bullied and I kind of grew from it. Do I think it's right? Do I wish bullying didn't go on? Absolutely. But people are going to get bullied over anything at all. And also, like, I think it just really reinforces like body insecurity and like self-image issues. Like,
well, my, I'm not going to suggest it to my child, but if I have a teenage girl,
for sure,
I feel like you will though. You'd be like, you know what? Mommy's going to get you for your birthday.
But here's the thing. You got, but I think like you got Botox done and you got lip fillers done.
Yeah.
I think for the rest of your life, you're going to be staring at what has wrinkles, what could get fillers. Oh my gosh, have my lips gone down? The rest of your life, you're going to be obsessively thinking about
it. Alex judges elephants all the time.
Yeah, you know what, Liv? You're exactly right. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
I think it's sad. You should be secure.
I'm not sad about it. I won't have a wrinkle till I'm dead.
No, you're not sad about it because you don't know how kind of like sick it is.
I'm going to be thirst trapping daddies my whole life long.
Hey, little boy, you want some of this mama stuff? All right, we're the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now.